I'm Levon.
I'm Miss Nene.
Welcome to Family Fun in the Kitchen. And Miss Nene, in the time before we record, there are a lot of things that have gone on in our lives. And I hope that same thing has happened to the families who are listening.
Exactly. What is a life without memorable events to make that the whole process of living even more exciting? And it may be fun times that we shared in the kitchen. It might be times that we had in socializing with friends. It might be gaining new acquaintances in our life, which all those situations help make us who we are and who we are not also.
Yes, and it just keeps on changing. I think I've read a quote that somebody said, it's not the days we remember, it's the moments.
Oh, I like that.
And I think, we've sort of talked about that. Mm-hmm. It is not those great big things, it's those small things that happen in the kitchen when we're talking especially about recipes. Well, talking about changing and time and so on, I wanted to talk about slow cookers again today.
I think it's a great time of the year to talk about slow cookers. Well, really, any time of the year. Because we live such busy lifestyles, my goodness, and if we want a home-cooked meal, that's a wonderful way to, and a wonderful appliance to use.
And I think sometimes, I've sort of been on a roll here, thinking about we put these appliances away and then we sort of forget about them. And what a waste that is. I don't care whether it's the slow cooker or some other special appliance you have. When you stick it away, it doesn't get used. And you probably have it because there was some really good reason.
Sure. You might have seen a recipe that required that particular small appliance. Maybe you got it as a gift.
Maybe.
There might even be some families out there who are and been married for and organized family for a number of years, but yet this appliance was given as a wedding gift or a shower gift, and it's still working.
And yes, I'm sure they work for a long, long time. Probably the big difference between those that we got a long time ago and the current ones is that the insert, the cooking surface, comes out of the heating unit.
Isn't that handy?
Yes, that makes a huge difference. And yes. I hear people say that, well, I never use it because, I can't take it out and put it in the dishwasher. Mm-hmm.
Well, and now, too, especially when you're talking about a slow cooker, are the slow cooker bags that can go into the dish of the slow cooker itself and just make cleanup so easy.
It's so easy, yes. And then the newer ones also have a lot of different timers and so on them. I mean, they just kind of keep finessing them. And so it kind of depends on which one you have. Basically, really, I think all you need is that heat source, the container, and probably a low and high.
Probably.
I like it when there's a keep warm on there also. But that's probably all that's necessary is the high and the low setting.
Now, when we're talking about slow cookers, many people think crock pot.
Oh, yes.
What's the difference?
Well, the difference is like Kleenex. And, crock pot's a brand name.
Okay.
So when you say crock pot, you're saying a brand name. Remember how that's, we say fridge. Frigidaire was the brand name when we were really talking about refrigerators. And so that's the same difference, that Crock-Pot's the brand name.
Well, they had a great marketing program
they
to
did,
brand it.
Because we still all say that, yes. I still have to sort of remind myself to say slow cooker because we're so used to saying Crock-Pot. So there are many brands out there, and if you're buying a new one, you kind of want to take a look at the size and the shape and all those things that you can add or maybe don't want to add. And I added a smaller one, so you don't have to have the big one.
Yes.
If you're one or two, maybe you want a smaller one, and you can still use it in the same way, but it doesn't have all that space. You don't need to fill it up with food.
So, now, do you find that put your food into your smaller slow cooker before you leave for work, and then
the same meal
is ready.
Yes, same way.
In the evening.
It's just smaller amounts. Mm-hmm. So kind of depends upon what you do. My my other experience, I guess, related to slow cookers is, of course, when I had bed and breakfast, and not so much for breakfast, but I also did big meals, and it was so handy to have one more appliance to use in various ways. And probably used it as much for vegetables as for meat, especially whipping up the mashed potatoes and getting them done ahead and then being able to put them in the slow cooker to keep hot, and also being able to serve out of that. And you knew it was going to be hot.
Before you put those potatoes in there then to keep them warm, did you have to preheat the slow cooker?
I I think I did, actually. I put, you know, you don't want it dry. You want to put a little water in there to, if okay. you're going to preheat it. But sometimes if you have enough, and a lot of times I did have a whole big container full, probably wouldn't have needed it preheated because there's that much heat.
Certainly.
And it heats up fast. Mm. So you kind of got to think about how much you're going to put in there and so on. But that was really good. And then, just for instance, you have a favorite carrot recipe that maybe has the brown sugar and the butter and so on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you can just put those all into the slow cooker and turn them on, and they're going to be ready and have a big batch of them.
Did you ever make a dessert in the slow cooker?
Not in that situation, but yes, I have. And I think that's another thing that a lot of us don't even think about is the variety of foods that we can make in a slow cooker. Like you say, desserts.
Mm-hmm.
You can bake a bread in a slow cooker.
Yeah. And it will take the shape of the container then?
Put in a container usually.
Okay.
A pan, however you want.
All right.
Do
you don't just bake it directly in this
There are some you do and some you don't.
Okay.
Kind of need. And so I think if you want to try that, you probably want to take a look at somebody else's recipe that says, this is what I did in the slow cooker. Then,
yes.
after you've experienced a bit, I think you can go out on your own and use your own recipes that you have and sort of adapt if that needs to be. But there are many sources. I don't think you have to go buy a book. Now, if you buy a new one, you'll have a little booklet with it. But you mm-hmm. don't have to go out and buy a slow cooker cookbook if you have access to the computer or you have mm-hmm. access to your library,
mm-hmm.
either one of those.
Great resources.
On computer, just put in, you know, in your search slow cooker recipes, and there are hundreds. And one of the things I've found most recently is that there are quite a few that they call just dump. You know, and if we're using the slow cooker, we really want to save time, right?
Exactly.
We're usually doing it because we're short on time. And so it's nice to have those recipes. You just put everything in the pot, put the lid on. And
that's my kind of recipe.
Yeah.
For cooking.
And so the recipe that I'm going to share mm-hmm. is called mock prime rib.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure where I think somebody individually gave the recipe to me, and then I went looking. And it's in the St. Paul's Lutheran Church cookbook, the 125th anniversary
okay.
cookbook. I've also seen it online. It's not like it's a very unusual recipe, but it has such good flavor. And since it's called mock prime rib, that gives you a sort of a clue
mm-hmm.
that it maybe doesn't taste like, I hear people complain about the flavor of the roast beef, potatoes, and carrots. We just use that so much.
Mm-hmm.
Got kind of tired of it, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And so this has a completely different flavor. It yummy flavor, and it does make a lot of gravy. If you want to thicken it, you also have a lot of gravy.
What is the secret seasoning then?
Well, I think there's a couple of seasonings in there that really make it a bit unique and make it yummy. One is one package of the au jus mix, A-U-J-U-X.
Mm-hmm. The dry?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And you kind of have to look. Sometimes those are in different places in the store. A lot of times they're with the meat mixes, you
mm-hmm.
know, like the, or the chili mix, but
mm-hmm.
I've had
to
look. And also a package of the Italian dressing mix.
Hmm.
And so now we're adding some mm-hmm. different spices and herbs and so on. And a regular size can of beef broth.
Okay.
So when you combine those flavors, I think that really adds the richness to the beef flavor that you're getting.
Well, certainly not hard to do. Open a couple packets in a bottle and or a can, and away you go.
Away you go. That's right. You don't need to pre-brown the meat. You can if you want, but you don't need to do that. And probably a roast 2 to 5 pounds will work. And then just put these other ingredients in and turn it on, well, usually on low. I guess you could probably do it on high. It's going to take a shorter time. On mm-hmm. low, I would say about 8 to 10 hours, and it's going to be so tender.
What kind of beef, then, did you use?
Well, I usually use the rump roast because mm-hmm. it's so meaty, and
yes.
then when it's done, it's easy to slice. I think you could use, I think, any beef roast that you want to, and maybe even, I'm not sure, I've never tried it with pork.
I think it sounds like it would be great with pork,
you know, with
I really
Italian
enjoy pork,
and,
too.
Yeah, so I wouldn't be too concerned about trying something new. But people who ate it always thought it was really good, and I say it. So it's yummy, and it's tender, and it's fast, and that's part of what the slow cookers are all about.
And so that meat could be used in sandwiches?
Oh, yes.
Or it could be its own entree?
You bet.
Mm-hmm.
You could, if you have any left after the entree, you could mm-hmm. always do that. And as I mentioned, there will be quite a lot of liquid, which you can thicken for gravy if you'd like, or just use it as an au jus mix if you'd like to do that.
I imagine potatoes might be a good accompaniment to use that gravy or rice.
Yes, lots of whatever you'd like to go pasta. with your side with this mock prime rib. So that's what we'll be having on the website where you're going to look for recipes.
All right, and that website is at kjan.com. Click on Programs, click on Family Fun in the Kitchen with Lavanna Misnini, and there you will find this wonderful slow cooker recipe for mock prime rib. Oh, my mouth is watering just talking about it. So we hope now that you will go have some joy having some fond family memories in the kitchen.